I'm sure that I have one article from Washington Times, August 12th last year. Not only did George Bush come out and say we want the Pope's voice maintained in the United Nations, Protestant America, in its House of Representatives, this article tells us, while that issue was raging, that they voted 416 to 1 for the Vatican to maintain. Years ago, this was going to take place. Revelation 13, Revelation 17, Daniel 11 was telling you it's going to take place. And brothers and sisters, it's here. It's here. Now, I'll skip through some of this. I like this one. It's awful small, though. Are you all familiar with this? This is the logo for the European Common Market, which is, you know, of course, closely connected with the One World Government movement. And this is a picture of the Tower of Babel. And the only thing this picture doesn't have, this is their logo, is their statement underneath it, which says, many, many nations, one voice. What one voice is it going to be, brothers and sisters, that leads out in the modern Tower of Babel, or could we say modern Babylon? What one voice is it going to be? We just read it out of Maranatha, under one head of the papal power. This is the resolution from the United States Congress that favors the Holy See's presence at the United Nations. And some people say, well, it's not a voting member. But most observers say that it has more influence by not being a voting member. If it's just a voting member casting a vote in a vote amidst all the people that have the opportunity to vote in the United Nations, then it's just one vote. But if it's recognized as an observer, it can go behind the scenes and twist everybody's arms to go its direction. It has a bigger impact in the position it's at by not having a vote. Now, I like this magazine for those people. You know, for many years, the people that were trying to bring about a one-world government denied it, even though in their own literature for over 200 years, it's been very clear they intended to do it. But they denied that they were doing it until about 20 years ago. It started coming more and more into the open when they knew they were ready to strike. But they would deny that they intended to bring the world into a one-world political,